Every so often, I get asked, primarily recently, about what about investing in Texas? It always comes with Texas, never specific metro within Texas. Let me share with you my challenges in current days, right? We are August, September, actually, 2023. And let me tell you what my challenges with Texas at large, more specifically Austin, Houston, and Dallas-Fort Worth. I want to start by saying that I've been actively investing in the metros, primarily Dallas-Fort Worth and Houston, since probably 2004, and Austin also sometimes throughout that maybe post or pre-crisis period as well. And we were actively purchasing rental properties primarily in DFW and Houston up until about 2022. So I would say something like that. And you know, every once in a while we still do stuff in those areas. We still have teams in both areas. But here's the challenge. You know what? Before we talk about the challenge, let me tell you what I really like about those metros, and then we're going to talk about the challenge. So when it comes to Houston and DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth, the reasons I always loved those areas is because both metros are pretty big metros. We're talking about probably 7, 8-ish million people population-wise, the metro. Lots of a very diverse and large employment base, very large population, strong migration, favorable to investors, real estate laws in Texas, and so on. So on in many ways, going to those some of those Texas metros makes so much sense, especially when I like to look at things from the resilient standpoint. Resilient standpoint for me, or the way I look at it or ask myself, is what are the chances of this area, this metro, to survive or to go through the next recession in the best possible way? And those for me, Houston, primarily Houston and Dallas, are absolutely, or not guaranteed, but very strong, resilient metros, and I like that. I like that a lot. Austin is not as big as the other two. It's not small. Just to give you a kind of bit of a reference, probably between 2010 and 2020. You know, don't quote me on the exact years. So along those 20 to along those 10 years, DFW, the metro of DFW, grew in size, population-wise, by another Austin. So in 10 years, an entire Austin, which back then was probably more of a 1.5 to 2 million people population-wise, came and moved into Dallas-Fort Worth. Just to give you a sense why I like Houston and Dallas better, and the reason another reason I like those two metros better is because the rent purchase price in ratio in Austin is not as good or more challenging than the one in Houston and Dallas. So for those reasons, I always preferred Houston and DFW over Austin. Nothing wrong with Austin, it was just never my favorite economically, you know, speaking or size speaking. Nothing wrong with it. Now, going back to what's happening now, so what we're seeing right now is buying in the Texas metros is super challenging. Let's just focus on Houston and Dallas-Fort Worth because they have better rents per dollar, per investment dollar than Austin. That means, see, Texas always suffers, quote unquote, from two things. While they benefit from many others, they suffer from high property taxes and high insurance rates. Actually, not only that it's high property taxes, high insurance rates, those two get updated very frequently. property taxes are probably being updated on an annual basis. And insurance, well, insurance, it really depends on multiple factors, but those gates increase as well. So if we're buying, or when over the years, and when we bought in those metros, it was always, even with lower rates, interest rates, it was always a challenge, a race to the cash flow, even a little bit, or conservative cash flow. So if we always had metros that it was hard to cash flow, primarily due to the interest, high property taxes and the high insurance rates, nowadays, when the interest rates are 6+, 7+, etc., around that, makes it even more challenging to get into a breaking even scenario, not to mention positive cash flow. So we have metros that are very strong in, you know, in the economical sense, in size, in resilient, but are very challenging, super challenging in terms of cash flowing, and they have a tendency for the expenses to keep climbing up year after year after year, even if just a little bit, not to mention not a little bit. So for those two reasons, when I look at the Dallas-Fort Worth and Houston metros, we just can't make the numbers work. Now, I know all too well that if we end up buying there, or we do find an opportunity, which we do every once in a while, then it will probably be okay. Over time, it will probably grow up in value, and hopefully the rent will continue climbing a little bit faster than the property taxes insurance. But you know what? It's gonna be a struggle. It had been for a while a struggle to do that. So for all of those who are asking about Houston and Dallas and the Texas cities, this is the reason. It's very much economical, finances, analysis, cash flow approach, where there's nothing wrong about those metros. On the contrary, I love those metros, but making the numbers work over there, while we have other parts of the country that are not weak or not or lack any resilience, we do have other metros that are not as challenging, and they are resilient. And they're maybe not as big as Houston and Dallas, but they're still very good local economical, you know, local economy. For me, that just sings a better tune for us investors when comparing, at least from the cash flow perspective. I hope this helps a little bit kind of understand the mindset of why the Texas cities are so challenging for us investors. So remember, it's the high property taxes, it's the high insurance rates, and on the top of that, it's the continuously climbing up property taxes and insurance rates. Hopefully, that has been beneficial for you to understand why you should or should not consider investing in those metros. You're always welcome to get in touch with us to have a better and more in-depth conversation about this metro or another metro and which one is more relevant for you. Thank you very much for listening. Hello, everyone. Danny Bittor here. And before we jump into the episode of why Houston and Dallas are so challenging these days, I want to give you guys something, a little gift from us. We have put together a list of more than 70 links, resources, tools that are beneficial for real estate investors in different categories. We have things of links for on analysis, auctions, calculators, general properties information, podcasts, multifamily, flipping, real estate news, useful tools, and more. So there's more than 70, and this is a list we are updating. If you're interested in getting this list for free, right, we put it together, things, some of those things we use ourselves, some, you know, we just thought are beneficial, something that we've been putting together for years. If you are
interested in getting the list for free, you only need to do one thing. Send us an email to meet@simplydoit.net. Meet as in M-E-E-T at simplydoit.net. And just write in the subject line, I'd like to receive the valuable real estate resources list. That's it, valuable real estate resources, and we will respond with an email. So if you're interested, send us an email and we will send you right back to the list. Have a terrific rest of your week. And as always, I wish you success with your investing. Enjoy the episode.